author Stephen King was hit by a car again today. What the hell's going on here? The famous writer was leaving the hospital for a long convalescence at his home in Maine when a minivan loaded down with camping equipment barreled into the author and sent him once again careening into the air. He's in worse shape now than he was the first time he got hit. Every broken or shattered bone has been broken or shattered once more, and then some. He was knocked into a utility pole, apparently, and his skull was crushed. So back he goes to that old hospital bed, and needless to say, he's feeling a little discouraged. His wife says some cruel hospital workers have been playing the sound effect of a revving engine outside his room late at night, causing him fitful sleeps. His hospital food is being delivered to him on a tray designed to look like the first vehicle that struck him, complete with a dog, which tends to get a little frisky occasionally, and then, well, that forces the tray off course, sending King's food splattering all over his bed sheets. They say he's fit to be tied over there. One nurse that he had taken a liking to recently yanked off a rubber skin-tight face mask to reveal the grizzled mug of a weathered longshoreman. The nurse, who King says is actually a wanted fugitive, then apparently just laughed and pulled the feminine disguise back over his face. King says the two were alone in the room when the incident occurred, and no one believes the writer. He tries to tell the story to other hospital administrators and hopes, well, he hopes to be assigned a new nurse, I suppose. Sounds like a nightmare to me, huh? I guess what goes around comes around, Steve. Tomorrow the hospital has King scheduled for a physical therapy. He didn't mind the physical therapist they assigned him. She's sick tomorrow, though. A dominatrix will be taking her place, interestingly enough. Old Steve King getting a little taste of his own medicine, huh?
Mishki, AM 1500 KSTP.